Welcome to the first episode of the Home for the Holidays podcast. My name is Andrew Baumgartner.
John Tarr.
Dave Buchholz.
And we are the hosts of this podcast.
You're killing it right now.
What do you want from me, David?
All right.
Anyways, look me in the eyes
now and tell me what you want. Now that this is already ruined,
why is it ruined? No, let's have a discussion here. Why does it ruin?
Let's be honest. We can hear the fear in your voice. All right.
You're talking to us.
You're not talking to anyone. You're talking to us.
You're almost talking down to yourself.
That's just how I talk to myself.
No, you're not supposed to be talking to yourself.
Why? I thought this was like
essentially what we're doing is we're sitting here talking, and we're not. Don't act like that laptop's even there. We're just talking.
But yeah, what laptop? What's
that? What's a laptop?
And why is it even called laptop?
How often do you guys use your laptop on your lap?
Hardly ever. Unless I'm either laying in my bed or sitting at my desk.
I use my laptop on my desktop.
And you use your desktop on your lap.
Not quite.
That wouldn't be very uncomfortable.
Anyways, so first topic is let's discuss one thing. Andrew Baumgartner is
who's that?
We should discuss why this is even called Home for the Holidays.
Oh, that too.
Oh, okay.
John, you came up with the name, so...
I came up with the name just because...
It was a whole, 10-second decision.
It was a quick decision. because we don't really get to see each other that often, except for, holidays when we're home from school, right?
That's true.
I feel it.
So when we come home, we like to get together, maybe get a couple cups of coffee, and just talk. So I figure we call this Home for the Holidays.
That's exactly what we're doing right now. And
it's a very literal name.
It's incredibly
literal. And this holiday is Columbus Day.
It is Columbus. Tomorrow is.
Yeah. So we will gather around and honor our
I have no father. Columbus Day material set for this podcast, so.
What do you mean?
I'm not going to mention Columbus.
Yeah, there's no jokes. Yeah. I got nothing.
Columbus Day, might as well.
I'm also not going to spend the story there and be like, well, he was actually an asshole. No, I'm not doing that.
Everyone knows that.
Everyone knows.
Get your head out of your ass.
What is wrong? Why are you guys getting up against me?
Alright.
Don't we normally?
That's very true. But all I'm saying is, what are you doing for Columbus Day? Are you going to gather around and go, conquer some unknown land? That's what I'm going to do.
Are you going to stomp around your room?
I'm going to go into,
I have no
You guys both have class off tomorrow?
Yeah.
I was 100% certain that I did not have class tomorrow. I even laughed when my professor said we had a test on Monday. I thought, he looks stupid.
What a jerk.
What an ass.
Turns out the state school is having school tomorrow.
Mm.
Every other building and person in life, tomorrow is taking the day off. Meanwhile, I'll be taking that test.
My mom doesn't have off, and she teaches high school.
I don't care.
I'm sorry. I thought this is how conversations work.
Do you normally have Columbus Day off? Is this out of the usual, or you don't remember?
Yeah. I don't remember. But usually compare people's stories with what your mom's doing or what?
Yeah. It's really just a basis of to gauge.
Andrew's mom is the yardstick by which he measures all things.
That's true.
Oh. Okay. Well,
penises.
Oh my god.
I
made myself sad.
Alright, so that's all for the holidays. So,
we are
back to Andrew, because this gangbang never ends, alright?
Right.
We team up on Andy.
Let's hope.
We bend him right over and ask him, why is he wearing the things he's wearing right now?
It doesn't make sense why we bend him over, but it's symbolic.
I'm wearing a sweatshirt that says Boston University.
Yeah, more like Bendover University.
Ooh, can't fight that one.
That is true. It's a very homosexual university.
It was
founded by, they call him Christopher Homosexual.
Okay.
That's he had a lot of sodomy parties.
Sodomy parties?
With boys!
And so he decided to make a school, name it after a town?
Yeah.
So you have a lot of allergies right now.
I do have a lot of allergies.
Tell us about your allergies, each and every one of them.
Okay, well I'm gonna start at the top of the list, alphabetical order.
You don't have that prepared.
Number one, cats.
Okay.
Okay, I'm allergic to cats.
There's a cat in this room.
There's a cat in this room. So if I sound stuffy, I'm sorry, listeners. But if you know me at all, you're like, he sounds the same as he always does.
I don't know what he's talking to because there's not a laptop here. So.
Oh, yeah. I'm talking to the cats.
The Listening Cats.
I'm talking to the Listening Cats.
The musical.
That's the musical.
Oh, I fucking love that musical. Why?
You shouldn't.
Because it's so silly.
It's terrible.
It's silly.
Silly, it's like, awful. Silly is like, that was dumb silly, or silly, like, I appreciate that was silly.
Do you love it ironically?
No.
So you love it genuinely. You genuinely love the musical Cats.
It was very, catchy songs.
Yeah, but does that mean you love it?
I think that's, like, a fine reason to enjoy something.
It's terrible.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, but, like, a lot of stuff you hear on the radio is catchy, but you don't like it.
Exactly.
I don't think catchy...
Not all, like, I like some stuff that's on the radio.
That's catchy. I like almost nothing on the
radio. I think you like everything on the radio.
Yeah. You're right, actually.
Alright, well,
you guys are really making me reevaluate myself.
You have to be.
Oh, we're about to really light into you. So,
you can either love everything catchy or nothing that's catchy.
Why? Why can't there be a middle?
And there isn't.
Why?
Because if one thing's catchy and you like it purely because it's catchy, then you have to love something else that's it's just catchy.
Well, I mean, if you look at it, some things can be catchier than others and you enjoy the catchiness.
Nope.
Like,
nope.
Catchy is not an objective thing.
He has to like everything. Yes. All things that are catchy,
there,
you know.
There can be a
subjective. Yeah, but you can't pick catchy. And choose.
It's catchy.
Yeah,
so, but if something is, if you're just like, well, that's catchy, but you can't be like, I mean, like, yeah, it's catchy, but I don't like it. You can't be like that.
Sure.
You can't.
Yes, you can.
You absolutely cannot.
You absolutely can.
You absolutely cannot.
David.
Because if your main justification for liking something is that it's catchy, then you have to like everything that's catchy.
Yeah, but not everything can be considered catchy to me. What I consider catchy, I tend to enjoy. In terms of stuff I don't consider
catchy. So if I can play... Not that I'm going to do this. But if I grabbed my computer and I just started playing for you every catchy song, you're going to tell me you like all of them.
Mm-mm.
But
because what's catchy to me may not be catchy to you.
Fine.
Because I consider something annoying.
But you're never... So you're going to tell me you will never define a song as being catchy, and but you don't like it. So you're saying if something is catchy, you will like it. If you define it as catchy, you like it.
I could say, hypothetically,
mm-hmm.
this is catchy, but it's also annoying.
Okay.
And that way I wouldn't like it, but if it's catchy and I don't consider it annoying, then I would like it.
So what do you think about Cats now?
Like, the animal or the musical?
The musical.
Love them both.
So was it catchy and annoying, or catchy and you liked it?
I think it's catchy.
And you liked it?
Yeah.
I think you're a little invalid here.
Why am I wrong?
Because if something's catchy, I don't think there is a grayscale. I think all things that are catchy, if you have to like.
No.
If your main justification for liking a song is that it is catchy.
But.
If you can find no other qualities in that song.
But this grayscale is a subjective grayscale. That's what I'm trying to say.
I'm trying to say there is no grayscale.
I'm trying to say that there is one.
Well, I don't agree.
But it's subjective.
As opposed to objective grayscale?
Yeah, so you can't be like, this is catchy to everyone. You can be like, this is catchy to me.
Great, sure.
But this isn't catchy.
So,
even though someone else might
if we're speaking
catchy.
Subjectively,
yeah.
I find a bunch of songs that you personally find catchy.
Okay.
You define them as being catchy.
Okay.
That means you would enjoy every one of those songs.
I don't know if I... Okay. I would enjoy it because it's catchy. That's not... I don't consider it quality music. Not, I don't necessarily like it.
Because a lot of the music I hear on the radio, I think is very catchy,
okay.
But I don't like.
That's
don't
that's
like
your...
Any
that's,
of it.
Okay, that's you.
But I think I speak for the trees. I speak for everyone.
I speak for the trees.
John, a.k.a. the Lorax.
I speak... I am the people's host.
You are exactly Danny DeVito, so he voiced the Lorax in the movie.
Am I Danny DeVito?
I think you're...
Anything like Danny
I think
DeVito.
You look exactly like Danny DeVito.
I don't think that's true.
Exactly. Down to the height.
I'm like three times as tall as Danny DeVito.
So everything else you just said is out the window, okay?
You're a real jerk.
Well...
Back to the allergies. Should we get back to the allergies?
Sure.
Yeah, please.
Please.
Oh, wait. Okay, so we got cats. That's the C.
Next, dogs.
Dogs. Not as allergic to dogs, cats, but it's still...
I don't
can you give us, like, a percent here?
I think if you're allergic to one thing, you have to be just as allergic.
No.
Chad, you're such a freaking... Flat.
So, Andy, I saw you're combing your hair over there a little bit.
Yeah?
You think I should lay off a little bit? You might pull some hairs out.
That was good for the audio of this podcast. You throw
in case something. You were wondering, I took a piece of paper in which we wrote ideas on and crumpled it and threw it into the corner.
Which
what's wrong with combing your hair? You comb your hair all the time too. That's right. Although you just cut it.
You got it like buzzed.
You buzzed it.
Like, all right, you want to hear that story?
I want to hear the story.
So, my buddy and I, Chris, from back at school, decided we needed haircuts. Nothing wrong with that.
Sure.
Nothing. And we were like, all right, there's this little place next to our house. It's near the school that does haircuts for relatively cheap. They post their prices outside. So we're like, let's go. So we run over there, go running up the stairs, and we throw the door open, and it was a scene right out of Queen Latifah's barbershop.
Okay.
Is that Queen Latifah's barbershop?
Yeah, you didn't hear?
Or was she just in that?
No, she owned it. She bought that place after the set.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah, anyways, it's a lie. So, I'm sorry, just clarifying. I don't want
to tell a lie. Don't mislead the listeners.
All right, so I was like, hey, I need a haircut. And they're like, believe it or not, we do haircuts here. So I sat down, and they're like, what do you want? I said, well, I like to have a short on the sides, and I like to comb over my hairs. And he said, this is a barber shop. And I kid you not, he said that. And he just took the clippers and started hacking at my hair.
Oh, my God.
And, you know, I could have probably got up. I mean, there was a nice little line down the middle of my head with no hair. But I just let him do it. And I got the most professional fade I've ever had. He used, like, 5 different clipper lengths on the side.
Really?
Yeah, it was pretty crazy. He also even pulled out the straight blade razor. Got it, like, touched up. Pulled my hairline back a few centimeters. Suddenly I have, like, a huge forehead.
I haven't seen your hair like that since high school.
So, you're never going back there.
No. Oh, I'll take to that.
This is a barber shop.
Yeah, what does it even mean?
I don't know. What does that mean?
There's only Puerto Ricans cutting the hair, so I don't know if, like, this is, like, a place they don't usually get a lot of, like, hair that's kind of as... Excuse me?
Yeah, let's see. I didn't say anything.
White people's hair.
Yeah. I actually was going to say something along those lines.
Right.
You going to be okay over there? You're coughing up your coffee.
I'm just throwing up.
Don't mind him.
Anyway, so yeah, this is what my hair looks like. It's real short on the sides and like a tiny bit longer on the top.
So you're probably not gonna go back there, though.
I don't know. But the funny thing is, so my housemate, his hair, he got a similar haircut. And this is like what his hair usually looks like. But they gave him ice picks for sideburns, which is like when they cut it really long, short. He was really upset.
Yeah, that looks silly. I don't like that look.
No, it's not a good look.
It's not a good look at all. Did Andrew just get up and leave?
Yeah, I mean, it's number one of him going to the bathroom. I'm sure we'll reach double digits by the end of this.
That's ridiculous.
I'm
slightly offended by that happening.
I agree. I do.
So, how do you like the haircut?
I'm okay with it. I mean, for over 2 years now, I had long hair where I could actually like brush it over.
Right.
Now it's just, I can't even run my fingers through it.
Right. Are you going to grow it back to be more like the hostage comb look?
The hostage comb look?
Yep.
Probably.
Yeah.
Especially since it's like wintertime. I have like a summertime haircut, so it's just like...
Yeah. That's weird. What does he mean, this is a barbershop?
I don't know, because it was the strangest thing. I thought he was getting the clippers to like just take off the sides, but he went right away for the top.
That's bizarre.
And the rest of the time, he was speaking Spanish to like the rest of the guys, and everyone kept like snickering.
Definitely mocking you.
It was the strangest thing. I felt sick to my stomach while I was there.
Really? Yeah. That's insane. I can't, but by the phrase, this is a barbershop, I have no idea what he means.
Maybe because it's not like a salon or something like that. They don't do like the hair to the side. I don't even know. Like,
that's crazy though. Because like I go to a barber in Bethel.
Yeah,
and
so do I usually.
And they're not like, this is a barbershop. Now I'm going
to
use
a real jerk for trying to pull this on us.
Do you understand what a barber is?
Yeah.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Good for them.
Hey, welcome back, Andy.
Hey, thank you. I just went to
P?
I did.
And that makes like 20 times for you today?
35. Okay. I should start like counting the times I pee because I don't. But
I don't think you should. It would be a pretty alarming number,
and it would also be weird.
No, I'm gonna have a tally, running tally.
Just put a nice post-it note on your chest and just
keep it on my chest.
You should start a blog.
I'm gonna start a blog called "I Pee," and every time I pee, I blog about my pee.
You need to take a picture of your ankles or your dick or something like that.
Perfect. Yeah, or both. I mean, what's the difference, really?
Yeah, there is none. That's good. That's really clever of you, actually.
No, that's what I thought.
So tell us about how school's going for you, Andy.
School? Well,
I heard you were featured in a college editorial. I don't know what that is, really. For fashion?
It is a fashion blog called College Fashion.
Which is funny, because you are the least fashionable person.
I don't know if that's true.
I think it's true.
You're more fashionable than I am.
Why do you think that's true?
Because I don't like you.
Okay, Mr. Wayne is the same shirt every day.
What does that even mean? You can't just say a thing. And then
okay, Mr. doesn't change his underwear.
Ooh, well, alright, fine.
No one sees that, alright?
Yeah.
So how did you get this?
Oh, well, my friend Rebecca, like, runs it. So she came up to me and Kevin one day, who also is a very well-dressed man. He has a good wardrobe. I was like, do you guys want to be on the fashion blog? And I was wearing, like, a white t-shirt and, like, jeans. And I was like, sure. Should I change? And she's like, no.
Oh, wow. This is pretty crazy.
And then we...
So you got on a fashion blog for wearing jeans and a t-shirt.
Hey, man.
It's not highly regarded by any means. This fashion blog is... You show up in a...
Clearly not.
But everyone should check it out. It's called College Fashionista. Hey, your colleges probably have one.
.com?
I don't know. Yes.
You've been passing the link out for a bit. You don't know what the link is?
Well, I didn't read it.
So collegefashionista.com, we're going to assume.
Yeah. And check it out.
That applies for all colleges?
This gets the Home for the Holidays stamp of approval.
Now, is this like a friend's website?
Or no, it's like a national thing.
You're on a national website?
Yeah, but they have like different sections for like all the different
colleges. Are there like upvote sort of thing? Like
Just like a blog every week they have a new.
Right.
I mean, could you have been on the front page by any
chance? I don't know if they have a front page.
There's no front page of the website?
No, it's just...
You immediately go to your picture.
Yeah, immediately my picture. Yeah. I don't know, it was fun, though.
So we're about midway through this semester.
Close, yeah.
Yeah,
close.
We're about there. It's going by very quickly.
Midterms come up for me in 2 weeks, so we're getting close, yeah.
That's insane. That's in, like... What, like, Thanksgiving's, like, 6 weeks?
6 weeks.
Yeah. Someone was saying
that. Hey, that's fine.
I'm looking forward to it.
I love Thanksgiving.
Really?
Yeah.
Wait, really? That's a really unpopular opinion. I'm interested in why you said that.
Well, okay. Let me tell you something. Thanksgiving. It's a holiday where all you do is eat food.
What was that?
That's my, that's my...
Thanksgiving impression?
That's my Thanksgiving,
Your John Wayne Thanksgiving impression?
John Wayne Gacy impression.
Guys, we are really in the throes of fall right now.
Man, that's awesome.
It's
great. Was pretty cold this morning.
You can't
beat
Connecticut
cold
in fall.
It's actually still kind of cold outside.
Yeah.
I'm going to say Connecticut in fall might be my favorite thing.
David?
I agree, but I do... It depends, because, see, it takes a really long time, I feel like, for fall to, like... happen nature wise,
right.
But I think the one day when you realize the leaves are back in the spring, I think it tops everything.
I think
it's a great feeling.
That is a great feeling.
Yeah. When you finally look up, you're like, "Holy shit!" There's like it's like a day. You like
right.
There's leaves everywhere.
That's true.
It is very colorful already.
Yeah.
Oh, it's great. It's awesome because in New York, you don't really get to see much.
No.
Of like the season changing because like the thing you have to go by is the trees and there's not the whole.
Unless you like go to the park.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
But then you get Christmas in New York City, which is so cool.
Oh, yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
That's good, dude. But I mean, Christmas in Bethel is great.
Christmas in Bethel is also great.
Yeah. I love like tree lighting. That's coming up.
Lighting.
Holy shit.
I know. It's like 6 weeks.
Yeah.
Because Thanksgiving. We've been over this.
No. Yeah, wait. But I feel like we just did that last year. I mean, I feel like just last year we did a Christmas tree lighting.
I know. What is going on?
Like one whole year ago.
Oh,
almost.
But that is probably one of the best
great
things Bethel does. That like sums up Bethel to me. That's like the cutest thing in the world.
Oh, the tree lighting?
Yeah.
Yeah. Remember Mr. Morning used to do like the countdown?
Hey, Mr. Morning.
That doesn't sound like him at all.
Yeah. What the hell was that?
That was a stereotypical radio guy.
You're a real jerk.
I'm sorry, guys.
No, it is pretty great though.
It's this is all coming up. These semesters are going by quicker and quicker.
I mean, yeah.
Especially for you, dude.
Well, they're going quicker and quicker, but then I just keep adding on more semesters, so it never really ends.
That's true.
That's true.
You're adding on 2 semesters, right?
Yeah.
To the end of this.
Yeah.
But that's fun.
Is it fun?
No. But
the more you're in school, the less you have to worry about real life. That's
true.
What I say.
Is that what you say?
Yeah.
That's what I just said.
That's what I just said.
That's crazy.
Right now.
No. I mean, I'll actually be graduating with something that has, like, a better outlook than what my old profession.
And you'll get, like, an applicable skill, which is good.
Yeah. Unless, actually, never mind. Unless at that point, I was going to say, unless we had some sort of warfare where we lost electricity. But at that point, I think the bigger problem isn't that I can't get on my computer. It's that we are at, you know, at war.
Then, yeah, we have an issue there.
I mean, at that point, I won't be regretting that I wasn't a teacher. So
true. For the listeners, David switched from a history major to computer science.
Right? Which is quite a leap.
That's quite a huge leap.
I was afraid I wasn't going to make it. But I'm assimilating quite well.
Are you?
Yeah, I'm doing pretty well on my computer science projects. Yeah.
What language are you learning?
Huh?
What language are you learning?
So far, we are only doing Java right now.
Okay.
I'll do other more intense stuff later on.
Right.
Heads up, Java, really boring. Not a whole lot to do. It's all done basically through like terminal. So it's boring.
Terminal.
Yeah. You know what terminal is, right?
Like cancer.
Yeah.
Like terminal cancer.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Completely the same.
Like terminal that
movie. We have to encourage cancer growth so we can do computer science.
Yeah, I heard that.
Why cancer hasn't been, you know, finally beaten?
Yeah.
Computer science.
No, you guys are real dicks.
Yeah, it's not nice. It's really sad to have to break it to someone that we're going to give them cancer.
We're going to give you cancer.
But someone needs to design a new Flash game, so...
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, addicting games is getting a little boring, so we need another game. Inject a baseball-sized tumor into their hip. And now we have the resources required to make Stickman Returns.
Perfect.
Stickman Returns.
And then you can enjoy that when you're in your hospital.
When you're dying, when you're dead.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Perfect. You're right.
Perfect.
You're doing great things.
You'll be graduating when we're going into our senior year.
Yes, I will.
So that'll be fun. We'll sort of be catching up to David.
Don't say it like that.
We're catching up.
I'm slowing down for you guys. I want you guys to hang in with me.
Good.
Yeah, you're a good friend.
Good.
You're good for you guys. You're not doing it. You're not catching up anything to me, okay?
Sorry.
I'm slowing down.
Sorry.
You like computer science.
So, guys.
What else?
Let's keep talking. I'm glad that the listeners get to have an insight into what our meetings are like.
Yeah, what's
our meetings?
These are meetings.
Yeah, we play them.
We're meeting.
This is a meeting.
Like meet, like M-E-A-T?
Like, yeah, like,
yes.
Like the food.
Nice to meet you.
I say that to people all the time, but they're like,
where'd you get that from?
You.
Good.
Shit.
I got it from a friend. I'm not the original.
I don't even know what this is.
Nice to meet you?
You say nice to meet you, and you do M-E-A-T.
Like
if you're texting someone.
And if you want to be even funnier, you say, I'd like to, like, say your friend's like, oh, what do you think of that girl? I'd be like, I'd like to set up a meeting.
Hey,
breaking through walls here, okay?
Breaking down barriers.
We're making
barriers.
Terrific.
No, I think breaking through walls is better.
Okay.
Breaking through walls is more fucking awesome.
God, you want to ruin everything, don't you?
Fucking asshole.
What are you doing?
For the listener, we just poisoned David's coffee.
With antihistamine.
You won't get allergies now, douche.
You don't have to throw it out. It's not like it's...
It has to be thrown out. This would probably be edited out because that is a lot of noise. Just make some more noise.
Probably Andy hasn't coughed yet.
Andy hasn't coughed or sneezed.
We're really proud of you right now. This is a huge accomplishment.
You know, your subtle acting does not transcend to audio.
I'm going
to
explain to what I did, okay? I made it look like I was going to sneeze.
So, guys.
So, I actually... What's going on with the Canada trip?
I was literally just saying
that. No, you weren't.
I swear to God.
Are we still doing it?
I think we should do it. For the listener...
The listener.
Probably the guy who's made it this far.
Probably Dave.
I'm speaking to myself. I'm speaking to Future John. Future John, you already know this. But we're attempting to start a tradition where we go up to Canada, like, for Christmas, around Christmas break.
Yeah. But is it a tradition every year, or is it going to be, because that's impractical.
To do it every year?
Yeah.
Why is that impractical?
I think because Dave is, he's someone, it's hard to predict Dave. So.
Sure.
To say it's a tradition after we just happen to do it once, I think it's a...
That's what I'm saying. We're attempting a tradition.
This raises another question. How many times do you have to do something for it to be a tradition?
No, shut up. All right, so Canada.
Fine.
We're not raising that question right now.
Why can't we raise that
real
question?
Oh, Google search that. I'm sure someone on Yahoo Answers is
figuring
it out. Wow,
David. Dickles.
Dickles.
Dickles?
For the listener... My last name is Buchholz, but he just changed it to Dickles.
You could have easily made so many other things out of Buchholz.
Nope. No, I couldn't have. All right. One.
Fair enough.
David Buchholz.
David Buchholz. One whole butt.
So we went last year. One whole butt.
Yeah.
We went last year to Canada, and we had a great time.
And I could see it happening again.
I would love for it to happen again.
Is Greg going to go?
I think he wants to go. I don't know if he got his passport.
Does he feel like... He really wants to go, or he just, like, entertains the idea?
I think he just wants to be included.
Yeah. But I think he
I don't know if he really...
I think he... Why
would he go? He would go. But I don't know if he got his passport.
And he's also thinking about taking Twitter classes, if that's...
Yeah.
And you're also thinking about it.
I was. I looked into it, and it's... There's nothing, like... What would I take? I could take something stupid, but...
And you were thinking about taking winter class, but you're... Probably not.
I was attempting to go abroad, actually, but...
For the winter semester?
Yeah, winter intercession. It was to Scandinavia, which is very interesting.
It's also very cold.
Yeah, so? Were you a bitch?
Oh, okay.
What can you do in Scandinavia that you can't do here? Like,
be in fucking Scandinavia.
But what would you be doing there?
Well, and we would go to Iceland and Norway and...
Denmark?
Sweden.
So this is just like a trip. This is just
yeah,
like
it was a trip, but it was like a class too.
Like you had to come back and write like an essay or something.
No, it was a class.
No,
it was like a what kind of class?
English or sociology.
Yeah, you come back and write like an essay on the trip you took.
Yeah, probably something like that.
No, but it's a class.
It is a class. You do stuff while you're there. You do assignments while you're there.
No.
Oh, you're right. I'm sorry.
Listen, Andrew.
You should borrow classrooms in Scandinavia, Sweden. And...
I'm sure. Yeah.
Use your head.
Yeah.
Can you use your head?
I've been pulling on his hair too tight. Can you do this?
But you're likely not doing that.
No,
is what
no,
you're saying.
No, I'm not.
Okay. So as it stands right now, the three of us are open for the winter.
Open.
So then it could totally happen.
Yeah.
The thing that would suck, though, because Dave will be back before we go. I don't know if you guys are fully aware on that one.
Yes.
He'll be back. The thing that would suck, though, is if Greg does go, we probably can't take my Civic.
It would be a tight squeeze.
Yeah,
it'll
be five people in the car.
Oh, five.
Because Dave.
Oh, Dave will be back here.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think it'd be like the same thing where he like flew down and then we drive back up.
Yeah, and that would be a tight squeeze.
We have to ask Greg if he's gotten his passport because
this is something we need to like figure out soon.
Call him right now.
We should wait till after the podcast.
Just call him right now on the air.
But on the air. just by on the air, you mean just scream into the air for Greg?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, let's think, for the folks at home, I'll say that instead of listener.
Are they,
let's
the holidays
go over,
or?
For the holidays, let's go over our Canada trip. Let's have it.
For this year or last
year? Last year.
This one hasn't happened yet.
This one.
Well, you can have tentative plans.
Just, look into the future, Andrew, and tell us how it goes.
We are going to Canada, and Dave's gonna ignore us again.
Perfect.
Oh, come on.
Actually,
Dave's gonna be the one person to listen to this. You're fucking punching for the gut.
I know, I love Dave to death.
But that Canada trip was great.
It was.
We had a lot of fun.
It was a lot of fun.
And that happened over our last holiday, so
Dude,
it's still...
Let's go through it. We left at... 8 a.m.
That's an unnecessary detail.
I drove first. We stopped and got gas.
You didn't drive first.
I drove first, yeah.
Andrew did.
I drove the
first leg.
You drove the last one. Because
I drove the second. And then
you
drove.
You had to go over the border.
Yeah.
I drove the big truck, right?
You drove the last two legs, actually.
Yeah, because Dave pulled out, and I was like, pull back in. He just turned back in.
No, you didn't even say that. No, he was like, I'm not doing this.
No. Dave.
Yeah.
Dave was like, all right, no.
Like,
he
tried to pull out, and then we left, like, a Cracker Barrel and turned into, like, the McDonald's next door or whatever. It might have been the opposite. And, yeah, Dave did, like, a stutter step via car and, like, apparently forgot everything about how to drive a car. Cars were coming at us, and we almost got hit. He just, like, pulled out, calmly just pulled into the next parking lot, and I took over again.
Yeah. But it was... Dave Buckles' decision.
I thought it was his decision.
No.
No, Dave didn't just go, I'm not driving. Like, yeah, we agreed on this months ago. No.
But like,
oh, absolutely. A year ago. At least.
But
if not more.
That's but like, the went. Second Susky started driving, Dave was like immediately uncomfortable with that.
Yeah, just... I could, you know, all the times we talked when he told me he'd only, you know, driven on the highway for about 20 minutes started to flood my head. Yeah. And I decided against it. What was that?
So that's how, but we started out, I remember starting out, I was late. I was running late.
Yeah.
Because.
Would you forget your alarm or your laundry? Or?
I set my alarm early because I had laundry, so I was gonna pack it all up, give myself plenty of time. Hit snooze button, didn't, but I think I just turned it off instead of hitting the snooze, so I ended up being late. Then I had to like pack my bags, then I had to go to the ATM, and there was some jerk who was trying to withdraw like from 7 different cards, like trying to get enough cash going, and I was just like, are you kidding me?
He remembered all the PIN numbers and stuff?
I guess.
Must have been the same, right?
And he was just like, and just kept, the thing was like, you are only allowed to withdraw like $200. And he was like, $300. And I was just like, sorry, can't do that. And he's like,
$250.
Yeah. The machine was still like, it's $200 limit. And he was just like, $500. And it like wasn't working.
That sucks.
And then I remember we started late because of me. But yeah, we were fine.
Classic.
Classic. I feel like classically I'm early.
No, classically you're definitely late.
That's not true.
What am I?
You're just a douchebag.
Oh, okay, thanks. Like you.
Classically, I'm early.
I don't know about that.
Look at this fucking guy.
Yeah, look at him.
Why don't you just... You got something to say? You want to fight?
You're late a lot.
To what?
To a lot of things.
Name a thing.
Jimmy.
What does that even mean?
He said name a thing. I named a thing. Jimmy's a thing.
When was I late? In recent...
The other day, I texted you. We were going to UConn, and I was like, well, I'll leave in like 40 minutes. Get a job out of my house. And you're like, fine. And then you didn't come for like another hour.
Why are you checking your watch?
Is it telling you these secrets?
Is it going back in time to that event?
Yeah. It's one of those watches. You're like,
pew. That doesn't make any sense. That's disgusting. Oh my God. It's not.
I just threw up everywhere.
It's not literally just ejected from his nose.
No, don't just wipe it on your hand. Go fucking blow your nose or something.
Does it look like it's there anymore?
Well, it's just sitting at the tip of your nose now. It's waiting to come back out again.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
I'll be back.
Whoa, where are you going now?
Yeah,
are you kidding me?
No.
Alright, so in this so far 30 minutes we've been recording, Andrew's gone pee twice.
Deal with that.
Hey, I think that the most alarming, I know I used that one earlier, will be when he goes a third time.
It's going to happen.
It could.
And I feel like this is good. I'm glad this is happening because people will actually get to see what we deal with.
It is now, yeah, it is now on the podcast.
It's
recorded. On file.
That Andrew goes to the bathroom way too much.
Way too much.
Like, he probably has cancer.
You think
I think he has prostate cancer.
So there's a game in computer science being created
right.
Because of him.
Because of him. He's giving the world so much right now.
You know what? I never looked at it like that. Andrew, he's a caring, giving guy.
He's a hero.
He's a hero.
A national hero because he pees so often.
Oh my gosh.
So, David, I really want to go to Canada.
You do?
And I want this to happen.
I do too. But there's always some sort of hurdle. Like last year, we didn't know what car we were taking.
That was
the longest time.
But I mean, do we really have that hurdle?
Not this year. But I'm saying this year's hurdle will be is Greg coming, and you know Greg's gonna string us out until a few
very
weeks.
Last minute.
Yeah.
But as it stands right now, the three of us are essentially definite. Like we can definitely go. For the most part, I mean, you can never really say 100%. But for the most part, I think we could probably all definitely go.
Yeah.
So I think we. Why can't we commit to this?
I'm committed.
I think we're committed to it. I think.
All right. Good.
Yeah. Good. Let the record show. We are all committed to this. Whatever it is, Canada.
Okay. Yeah. Talking about Canada, but I think it'll be a hell of a lot of fun. I want to go there so I can order a White Russian. I've been dying to have one. Oh, and I haven't had one yet.
What about the Black Russian? Do
you have that? I hate those. They actually do have that.
Are you serious?
Like a Dark Russian or something like that. I think it's without the cream. To call them black?
You just had blackface?
Like blackface. It's, I think they just don't put the milk in it.
Oh. What about Light Russian?
Is that a thing?
Oh, yeah, they have it. They just call it Light Russian.
Then it's probably the same thing.
As what?
A White Russian.
Is it? The Dark Russian isn't the same as the White Russian. Why would the Light Russian be the same as
maybe
the
it's
Russian?
Like more cream than normal? I don't know.
Like, it's just cream?
It's just a glass of milk.
We call it the Light Russian.
But you get it in Russia.
Milk and vodka.
Milky vodka. Andrew, you are the worst. You're on your phone. Who are you texting?
No, it's the Giants game.
The Giants game is texting you?
Yeah.
That's crazy. Impressive. Yeah.
What's the score?
41-27.
Brown?
Giants.
No way. It was 0-14 last I checked.
Yeah.
Yeah, they came back apparently. But who gives a fuck?
How's the Jets doing?
Awful. Well, they play tomorrow, but things aren't looking so good.
How about those Falcons? But they suck.
Yeah, they're doing just fucking awesome. Actually, I don't know how they're doing right now.
What's
the
record?
Watch any of their
games. Yeah, look it up on the computer that way.
They're undefeated.
Are they undefeated?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Who are they playing today?
Today they're playing the Chiefs. RG3.
Oh?
RGB3.
RG3PO?
That's offensive.
That's really offensive.
Why is that offensive?
He's black.
I mean, are you saying black people are robots? They don't have emotions?
Yeah.
C-3PO totally had emotions.
Really?
Yeah.
Or are they programmed emotions?
Oh,
You fucking dick. Think with your head next time. Instead of your
Can robots have emotions?
Yeah, instead of your fucking
John?
Hair, okay?
You're a real fucking
person. What is wrong with you? You get one haircut in which you can't part your hair to the side, and all of a sudden you make fun of all of us
now. I haven't been made fun of.
Oh my god.
What would Greg be saying right now?
He'd be saying, fucking kill
this
shit.
This is stupid.
Weave 420. That's what he'd say.
Yeah.
Guys, I'm looking outside Dave's windows right now, and it's awesome to be in Bethel.
Yeah.
You got the leaves over there, you got the train that just passed us like a few minutes ago.
And then the industrial parking lot right behind me.
Yeah, we can't even really see it.
It's just like ignorance attack. You can see it.
You can, but like there are trees there, and you got the top of the post office.
Yeah.
So that's right. Nice. It's quaint.
So, Andy, you got any funny stories happen to you this year?
Tell us a funny story.
Yeah. Anything?
There was an interesting thing. Okay.
I didn't ask for interesting.
Do you know what funny means?
Okay. So we went to this diner by my school. It was John's. Hates, but
oh, it's the worst diner in the world. It's like the size of this room
it's like a hole in the wall, a little like greasy spoon.
It's like the size of like an average person's kitchen.
Okay,
it's not bigger than that. It isn't.
Shut it.
All right, so tell me
this. It has the worst booths I've ever sat in.
The booths.
You sit down and it feels like you're sitting on like broken wood, so you just like sink into the chair.
That's true.
And then the waitress, like, hit me in the head a couple of times.
What? She doesn't work there anymore.
Because she hits people.
Wait, that was part of the charm.
I don't find it charming to be slapped.
It's part of the charm. Anyway, so me and my friends went to the diner.
Mm-hmm.
And then we were sitting there, and we were getting ready to pay our bill. And we saw a couple of our other friends come in. And they were like, there's, like, some guy just laying on the sidewalk with his pants down around his ankle. My first thought is,
taking a shit.
Okay. My first thought is hobo. He's a homeless man who passed out.
Right.
And so this kid was like, we later find out it's a kid. And then we walk back and we walk past him.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like sitting there and there's people around. He's like, are you okay? And then like someone went to get the security. He was a freshman at our school. And my friend Vincent, my good friend at school, he lives with me, was there with some of his other friends, and they were like crying around to make sure he's okay. And we were like, okay, we'll get out of your way. So then we went back to the dorm. We find out later he was on crystal meth.
He was a ghost the whole time.
It was Casper.
It was Bruce Willis in Sixth Sense.
Yes.
Amazing. Amazing.
So, anyway, so that's did you.
Why is that I'm sorry. I didn't know people did crystal meth, especially at...
You didn't know people did crystal meth.
I've never met anyone who's ever done crystal meth. I'm not gonna lie to you.
So,
I never met anyone who does
crystal meth. So you didn't...
And then
I didn't know people did crystal meth.
I didn't expect him to be on crystal meth. What is so hard to believe about
that? That is pretty crazy. Did you offer any assistance yourself, or were you just...
I was like, you want me to do the crystal meth for you? And he was like, no, it's already done.
Oh.
Yeah, but that was...
That's a huge bummer. What about you, John? Anything crazy?
Any cool stories this year? Not really.
No?
No, I'm just trying to... Because I'm thinking about transferring next semester, so I'm just trying to go under the radar, get good grades, all that.
Under the radar?
Fly under the radar. But last year, well, I'll tell you... I think you guys... I told you this story. I'll tell you another. I'll tell it again for the recording. So last year I had to go to Ellis Island for a school trip. It was like a Discover New York class. It's like the history of New York. I had to go to Ellis Island. You know.
Yeah, you missed a hostage comm show for it.
I missed a hostage comm show for it. Yeah. That was like one of the most.
Which show is that?
I'd ever been. Ever been? No, but I don't remember. It was just a show, and then. So I'm on the boat to Ellis Island, on the ferry. I noticed this girl who was by herself. She wasn't with anyone, but I knew she was from my school. She was from St. John's. She was on this trip with me, but she didn't have anyone with her. And neither did I, because I didn't know anyone in my class. So I noticed her, but then I pushed it aside. I was like, oh, she's cute, whatever. And then we get in Ellis Island, we're walking around, and I notice her again. And she's not with anyone. And I do something very characteristic of myself, and I go up and I talk to her. Now, you guys know me. I would never do that.
Mm-hmm.
That's something I would never do. But I did it. I went up and talked to her. So, here's my opening line. This is what charmed her. This is what charmed her into me. I go, so are you just pretending to be interested too? Which is
Mr. Frank Sinatra.
But if you think about it, that's an awful line, because if she was interested, insulted her, just like...
Slash embarrassed her.
Something that is, like, very important to American history, like modern American history, I was just like, well, this place is a real joke, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're
so nice. That was terrible.
You're
that was nice. A terrible line.
But did she, what happened?
Did but did she was just, she laughed, so it all worked out. We were cool. We were smooth sailing. And I had been there before. I've been to Ellis Island, so I sort of knew my way around.
That's how you got through here? That's how you came to America?
That's how I came through America. If you guys don't know, I'm like 80 years old.
No, he's 80s.
I'm 1980s years old. And so we start walking, and I started like sort of being a tour guide. Because I vaguely knew where to go.
Oh, fuck that. Yeah.
Vaguely knew where to go.
This is where everything happened.
This is the first ever...
Well, essentially, I was just like...
Wait, so all the plaques on the wall, you were reading about to her?
It's just a little bit...
She was blind, right?
And she was actually blind, which is how she was...
I thought she was by herself. She kept walking away from the back.
And they were terrible. They were terrible to her. But
blind and blind.
So we went out and, like, I knew where, like, the memorial wall with, like, all the names on it were and all
Vietnam
that.
Vietnam Memorial Wall.
We went to the Vietnam Memorial... Way out of the way. It was a terrible idea. But we went out to that wall, and we were looking around names, and she was there for, like, a photo journalism class or something like that. And so she needed to, like, take a bunch of pictures of everything. And she needed to take a picture of that wall. And so we were looking through the names and just, you know, doing what you do at that wall. And she brings up, like, my grandma came through Ellis Island. I was like, really? That's awesome, because she'll probably be on the wall, because it has a list of all the immigrants that passed through. So I was like, we should go check out the wall, see if we can find her name. So we're looking around, and she's like, oh, no, I don't think she'll be on there. She probably won't be on there. I was like, well, why? If she is an immigrant, came through, she'd probably be on here. She goes, yeah, but she was here for a year. They kept her on Ellis Island for a year because she couldn't pass the psychological exams. So I was like, that is a giant red flag, because... Her grandmother psychologically couldn't get into the United States.
She's nuts.
So I was like, this does not bode well for you, because you have the same genetic material.
Uh-huh.
But I gave her the benefit of the doubt. Because, you know, you don't want to be compared to everyone in your family. Some people are crazy, you know. give her the benefit of the doubt. Give her the Benny, as I call it.
Yeah, the Benny and the Jets.
I say give her the Benny and the Jets. Just
Benny move on. And the Jets, right?
Well, just move on. I said, well, give her the Elton John.
You said you give her the Benny. Benny.
Yep.
Benny.
Keep going. One more.
Benny and the Jets.
So.
I'm sorry.
So then we're talking. And we were like, we went and got lunch. We're sitting down talking. And more red flags scattered throughout that conversation.
She's talking, I'm crazy.
She was just like. I'm narcoleptic. I was like, all right, well, that doesn't.
Who tells you that on like first hangout?
Narcoleptic.
If she's like, I might fall asleep.
If I fall asleep, don't.
It's not because you're boring.
And she. All right, go to the start. Sorry.
So, but that, that doesn't make her crazy. But, we moved on from it. It doesn't make her crazy. Gave her the Benny. Benny and the Jets. Andrew's coughing, but he would sing it. Then we. You're the worst.
Fuck you.
Then she tells me, like, she doesn't have a good relationship with her father. I was like, oh, daddy issues, even worse. This is within the first, like, 30 minutes of knowing this person.
Wow, so she's pretty open to you.
She's, like, a little too open to me. And
like,
she's
everything's
like,
open?
Oh.
All right.
Don't.
That's the next part. No.
But then, so, it's weird, because remember this incredibly, she's very forthright. All that. Very, like, affable. She's talking. We're having a good time. But the whole time, I'm sort of like, this is getting increasingly weirder. And then she's telling me, like, she doesn't do very well in school and that she's a Spanish major. She doesn't have anything she wants to do with that. Like, it's like, oh, you want to teach Spanish?
In high school, she just spoke Spanish well.
I guess. And so she's like, I'll just be a Spanish major. Which makes no sense. Especially because they're like, do you want to teach? And she's like, oh, no, I hate kids. So it's like, that's literally the only thing you can do with a Spanish major.
It's just, so all she can do is speak Spanish fluently.
Essentially. She's going to school paying like $100,000 for this education so she can learn to speak Spanish. So I'm like, she also does not make very good decisions. So all, you are the fucking
worst. Just tell your story.
I'm trying, but I have to deal with someone hacking up a lump.
Yeah, David.
So we've.
Benny!
So she makes terrible decisions. But we keep going. I keep giving her the Benny, Angela. I keep giving her the Benny.
I understand.
And then, so we move on. We get back on the. But we're having a good time, making her laugh, and I'm being funny. But we get back on, we start heading back towards the city, going back to the actual island, and then Manhattan Island.
Oh!
I know, you were a little confused.
I was like, Long Island?
And we decide, like, we're not going to take the bus back, because we're enjoying each other's company. We're going to take the subway back, and since we were all the way down at Battery Park, we were going to walk over to the World Trade Center, the Freedom Tower, and see it, because I hadn't seen it yet. So we walk down there, nothing really weird happens, everything's fine. Then, we make our way back, it's like a couple hours later, we make our way back to school, and we're about to part ways, and I go, what's your number, I'll text you sometime, we'll get lunch, something like that. It was like, we had a good, why not?
Uh-huh.
Why not? Maybe there's something to it, right? And just as I'm, like, putting it in the phone, I knew her first name, it was like Daniela, put in her phone number. And then I go, oh, well, what's your last name? So I could, have her last name and know what it was. And she goes, oh, just put G. Just put the letter G. Which is weird. Because she's not telling me her last name. And so I was trying to be like, so I'm immediately like, this is bizarre.
Uh-huh.
But I was like trying to joke around with it. It's like, oh, G is your last name? Like, you don't have a last name? And she goes, oh, I'm going to change it soon. So don't worry about it.
What?
She's about to change her last name, so she wouldn't even tell me what it was.
So you don't have to like waste your finger muscles in trying to.
I never spoke to her again.
Oh really?
I never spoke to her again.
So if you had some other friends who are a little odd and they said they're changing their last names, that's it. You cut them loose.
Well, I mean, I didn't know this. I've known this person for like an hour, and there was like 10 different red flags.
Yeah.
So,
uh-huh.
I mean, would you... Oh, my God.
What was that?
Would
bomb.
If you were in that position, That's a little crazy, is it not? Am I right? Is no one going to respond to me?
I'm going to just interrupt this story with a news flash. Just to let everyone know, the Falcons have beat the Redskins 24-17 to move to being 5-0 for the first time in franchise history.
Really?
What was that? Yeah, 5-0.
How old are the Falcons?
2 years.
That's a good question. But
first season.
RG3 left the game in third quarter with a head injury.
Oh, really?
So, it's a big game.
RG3PO?
So,
really?
That's so racist.
I cannot fucking believe this right now. If there is one thing in this world that I hate, is RG3PO jokes, okay? That is it.
So, but that was my crazy
story.
That is
pretty crazy. It's almost crazy enough that Andy just remained silent for the last 20 minutes.
Didn't even agree.
No.
He would say Benny and the Jets and cough up a fucking lung.
I'm hungry.
You're a cunt.
I'm sorry, I have this emotion where I need to be nourished.
Emotion?
Emotion?
It's not an emotion.
No, it is.
It's emoticon.
It's an emoticon.
That's what I meant to say.
Andrew's face turned into a colon or frowny face.
Yeah.
All
right, well.
So, David, what is your crazy story?
My crazy story? Well, I had the haircut. That was pretty...
That was
whoa!
Crazy.
A crazy Dave! No, that
crazy
was,
Dave.
That was pretty much... I don't know. Another crazy story. All right. No, that's not really a good one. It's kind of a bro moment.
God,
bro moment.
So, I'll tell it anyways. Whatever.
Tell it.
Tell
it like it is.
So, football game 2 weeks ago at my school... The big game, Central Connecticut versus, I think, Wagner or something like that. And some school no one really gives a shit about.
Right.
Same with my school. But, so we're like, what are we going to do? Are we gonna drink some beer, you know, go to the game,
right.
Get hammered or whatever. So, my buddy Dave Bart, Talata, we call him Dave Bart for short, he suggested we should get a keg. And this was going to be the first time that I'd ever, actually was a part of buying a keg.
Right.
So, I was all for it, whatever. And we got the keg. We brought it to the parking lot. They like that's like the only wet spot on campus. Everywhere else is like dry.
Right.
So everyone's you know having a good time. We were out there for a few hours drinking, throwing the football around. So we go in for the game, and I think we only stayed till like halftime. We were losing badly. It was a bad game. It was starting to rain too. Go back to the car. Keg's gone.
Really?
It was taken out of the back of a pickup truck.
Huh.
And, yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, this is where it gets interesting. So we're like, you know, that's a big deposit. You put down $30 for the keg and another or whatever for the tap.
Right.
So we're in slight panic mode. I get back to the house. Bart drives back the car. We find out, like, everyone, like, compares stories. No one really knows what could have happened to it. So my friend and I... head over to the college bar.
Mm-hmm.
I think. Anyways, we find out keg's been found.
Really?
It's returned. Apparently, some kids thought it would be funny to take the keg, but they didn't know who they were taking it from. Well, when my friends put out like a notice like on like Twitter, like FML, someone stole our keg or whatever, the friend was like, oh shit, I think I stole your keg. So we got it back. And you know what we did after that? You would never believe it.
Return the keg.
To who?
The place you got.
No, it's like 12:30 at night now.
Oh, okay.
You'd never guess what we did. We had another beer. And we know what we did? We thanked the football gods that they had returned our keg, and we were able to keep on drinking.
Good. That is a great story.
It's a good ending. It's positive.
It's a positive.
Minus the alcoholism that we were probably indulging in. But,
that's true.
Yeah, but who cares?
Yeah.
That's a nice story, because both Andrew and my stories ended very depressingly.
Yeah.
Andrew's like, and we found a drug addict. Mine was, and I never spoke to her again.
And mine was, we kept drinking.
And you had a good time with your buddies.
Yeah.
That's a good story.
Good story.
Good times were had by everyone.
Good times.
Except the drug addict and the crazy girl.
Right. She was crazy, dude. It was fucking
well,
weird.
Should we wrap it up? The first episode of Whom for the Honey.
Why do you say it like that?
That's the Holly.
Yeah, this you know we're trying to delete it now because of that.
Shit.
Alright, well.
Goodbye, everybody.
It's been a fun hour. This is Home for the Holidays with Andrew, Dave, and John.
Thank you for listening.